This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. President Obama happy about that Department of Justice memo that came out 2 days after his so-called recess appointments in the GOP primary battle heats up.
I'm an American.
Live from Washington, D.C.
Red, white, and blue.
Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Sekulow Live. We're taking your phone calls 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us live on the air, political battles heating up in South Carolina. No surprise there if you look at the state's history when it comes down to primary campaigns. And also still talking about President Obama, of course, that Department of Justice memo, which comes out saying, hey, what you did is totally constitutional. Of course, that happened 2 days after he made his decision and announcement on his what he calls recess appointments. Now he's determining when the U.S. Senate's in recess. And I'll tell you, folks, if he can do it, next president, if it's different than President Obama or 8 years from now, the balance of power will have totally shifted when it comes to Congress and the executive branch. And, Dad, with all the political news and, of course, all this happening, you know, now President Obama wants to consolidate all of these different agencies in the economic world. It's all politics, all leading up to a big election.
I was on Sean Hannity's broadcast yesterday. I'm going to play it now for you, folks. This is just a very short version of a heated debate on the constitutionality of these recess appointments, and it does tie into the political season. Take a listen. The Constitution allows for recess appointments, but only if the Senate's in recess. The Senate and the House determine their own rules. You've got an Article 1 and an Article 2 situation. But, Sean, here's the most fascinating thing. Not only is it Leo, hold on. I'm not talking.
Give him the constitutional interpretation.
Leo, this is great. Time. Let him finish his point.
Please. Article 2 of the Constitution allows for recess appointment when there is a recess. But the rules that have been put in place by the Senate, going back well over 90 years, including most recently by Senator Reid and agreed to by then-Senator Obama, had this intra-session, pro forma sessions going on to block the appointments. But, Sean, here's what's fascinating. They're touting. The President of the United States. When I finish my sentence.
Are you the moderator or are you on Jay's side? Because
I'm on Jay's side.
You two apparently disagree with the Constitution.
Hey, there you had. By the way, there was about 20 minutes of that. It's up. Do we have that posted at ACLJ.org or jsekulow.com? We do. Worth listening to, Jordan. You were on. By the way, Jordan was on Fox this morning on this Virginia ballot access. So the ACLJ is fully engaged on all of these issues. We're taking your calls. We want to know where you stand on these candidates, where you stand on the issues, how important are these issues, and how do you view? What would you do if you were in South Carolina? 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. And how do you feel about these recess appointments, Jordan? It is picking up steam in Washington, and we are getting a huge response here at the ACLJ to our call for these to be retracted.
That's right. I mean, because you got to cut through the politics that's going on and look at the way this changes the law and the balance of power. Dad, you know, from every liberal that's supporting President Obama on this, they never want to admit that this will change it for a Republican president, too, that, you know, what are you going to do then? And so I think what you happen here is really people, they're okay with President Obama. They say it's situational, but they just don't fully comprehend that if this is okay, then you can't take this power away from a future president, regardless of their party, regardless if you're a liberal or a conservative. No one wants to say that. I mean, that's the funny thing about him. And that's when you know this isn't about the Constitution. It's just politics.
But it is a constitutional crisis. But we want to know, how are you thinking towards Gingrich, Huntsman, Paul, Romney, Perry, Santorum, President Obama? 1-800-684-3110. And how do you feel about these recess appointments? Great news, folks. Yesterday I said I wanted to get to 55,000 online. Good news, 66,388. With what we've received over the phones, we are well over 70,000. We're close to our goal of 100,000. You want to support the Constitution? 877-989-2255. Call now, 877-989-2255. Sign that petition.
And I refuse to take no for an answer.
It's an unbelievable power grab. Ignoring Congress, President Obama has just made political appointments to key government posts, brushing aside the separation of powers and acting in a manner that can only be described as unconstitutional. Of course, the Constitution permits all presidents to make appointments when the Senate is in recess. But that's not the case here. There's been no recess, and yet President Obama has taken this unprecedented and disturbing action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Tell President Obama he must retract these unconstitutional appointments and urge him to abide by the framework of our nation, the U.S. Constitution. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on the Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, that song is from John Schlitt's new album that's not quite out yet. We are going to actually have an interview with John Schlitt that we're going to air next week, but we thought it'd be appropriate since we're talking about faith and freedom. By the way, I'm going to be at Faith and Freedom Rally in South Carolina next week on Monday. Some of you in the South Carolina area will be getting an email about that event. We encourage you to attend. There's a prayer breakfast on Sunday, a forum on Monday. Jordan will be participating in that as well. And Jordan, South Carolina already heating up in, oh boy, in big ways.
That's right. I mean, this is not unusual for South Carolina, though what's interesting has been, I think, these attacks on the capitalism stuff. I mean, you got Rick Perry and Newt Gingrich still pounding Mitt Romney on that. You know, Newt Gingrich said he was backing away from that. That's not true. Those ads still running. This 30-minute video about how bad it is to be a capitalist. I mean, you would expect this from the left, but Lord, I mean, in South Carolina, all these folks like Rick Perry saying how great they love the Constitution, the free market, and you see how desperate politicians can get. I'm not saying that it won't necessarily work as a political strategy, but it seems not to really go along with what they've been championing their whole careers.
Yeah.
You've got that on top of the social conservative issues and a still very fractured base of the vote. I don't think, you know, people have made up their mind, and we're in a spot where people didn't predict that Mitt Romney would have won the first two, and he's still got a lead in South Carolina, and it's Gingrich who's right behind him there, not Santorum.
Yeah, let me give you some polling data, folks, so that you know. The most recent Real Clear Politics average has Romney at 29.5, Gingrich at 20.8, Santorum 17, Paul at 12.5, Perry at 5.3, Huntsman at 4.3. The most recent American Research Group poll conducted January 11th and 12th has Gingrich at 25, Romney at 29, Paul in at third at 20, Santorum down at 7, and Perry at 9. Big difference between the Real Clear Politics average and the American Research Group. And all of them Romney leading, but some pretty close to not quite the margin of error, but pretty darn close in the American Research Group. So we'll see what happens there. Hey, folks, while we get ready to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, this is the last day for you to sign on to this petition dealing with this unconstitutional recess appointments. Let me give you the good news. 66,000 of you have signed up online, probably another 10,000 over the phone. So we're approaching 75,000. I think by the time the weekend our airings run, we will reach our goal of 100,000. You go to your phones now. Tell the president, no, we're taking the Constitution back. You don't get to violate the law. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Yep. Let's go to Betsy calling from Maine Online 2. Betsy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Betsy.
Hi. I'm supporting Romney, and there's a lot of reasons why, but one of the biggest ones is because he wasn't afraid to get in the race back when Obama was very popular, and everyone knows he's going to have $1 billion, that he's going to collect large parts of it illegally. And he's going to go after whoever with both barrels.
Well, let me say something about the illegally. I think he's going to raise $1 billion between his fundraising and his super PAC the way the law's set up. This guy's going to raise a lot of money. He's not going to have to do it illegally. President Obama's not going to have to do it illegally to raise $1 billion. The Republicans better be prepared for an onslaught of spending, Jordan, because this is going to be for real.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, this is going to be a major campaign with major consequences and a very clear contrast, Dad. I mean, when you cut through what's happening right now amongst conservatives, so you're going to get a clear contrast. You think Planned Parenthood and NARAL are not going to back President Obama? You think they're going to back whoever the Republican nominee is? You think any of those candidates are acceptably pro-life to them? No. And so you're going to see the contrast. You're not going to see President Obama back away from where he stands on those issues. You're not going to see whoever the Republican nominee is back away. In fact, they're going to come to the forefront when it comes to foreign policy. You're going to get clear choices, I think, between the two major party nominees here. You're going to see that come out in the debates. You're going to see it when it comes down to the economy, when it comes down to federal power, when it comes down to the Constitution, foreign affairs, social issues. It'll all be there, and I think a very strong contrast, because now President Obama, it's not just words, Dad. He's got a long record of what he wants to do and what he has done, the legislation he supports, the Constitution. Constitutional interpretation he supports, it's all there, and people are going to have, I think it'll be pretty easy to choose, and we know the country's very divided, which is why every poll shows it neck and neck, regardless of who ends up being the nominee.
All right, folks, we're taking your call at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan and I are going to be in South Carolina on Monday. Than Bennett and David French will be hosting the broadcast. We'll be calling in from South Carolina to give you a live report on the ground there and give you a sense of what's going on in what is the rough and tumble of South Carolina politics. A lot of issues coming out to the floor. Again, let me reiterate, we are in our last day here for you to sign on to this petition to defend the U.S. Constitution, demanding retraction of these appointments and following the Constitution. Congress wasn't in recess. The Justice Department issues a memo 2 days later. Give me a break. After the president took his actions, here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. If you have not signed on, do it today. Stand up for the Constitution, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. I encourage you to do it then, but make that call. Become part of the team. Last day for you to do it. Back to the phones we go.
Sherry's calling from Washington State online too. Sherry, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Jay. You know, I've signed the petition. I've listened to you guys for
great.
About 5 years, and it's just amazing to me that any American, whether you're Democratic, Republican, whatever, you know, can't see the things that this president has done from day one. I mean, if he doesn't think that we are a Christian nation, even when he first got elected, he's not going to respect the Constitution. And everything he's done since has been like the opposite of what every president before him has done to keep this nation, you know, a great and godly and powerful nation.
You know, I trace some of the problems, including the problems in the Middle East, when the president made the statement that we're not a Jewish nation, we're not a – in fact, we have that one, Nick? Let's go ahead and play it. Take a listen to this, folks. This goes back to Egypt. This was, I think, in Turkey or Egypt back in 2009.
You know, I've said before that one of the great strengths of the United States is – although, as I mentioned, you know, we have a very large Christian population, we do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation or a Muslim nation. We consider ourselves a nation of citizens who are bound by ideals and a set of values.
That is the most ridiculous statement. I still say a lot of what happened in the Arab Spring was because of that statement, and here's why. We are a nation founded under Judeo-Christian principles. I could play every soundbite of every candidate running for president, including President Obama, where it's God bless the United States and God bless America. We have Judeo-Christian principles in this country. To deny that heritage is maybe the reason why, when you look at this Cairo speech that he gave, that we end up with an Arab Spring that they thought was going to be this democratic revolution, which becomes nothing but the rising tide of Islamic jihadists that are now wanting to cancel peace treaties with Israel. I mean, that's what you've got dealing with this. And I've traced that back. So, Sherry, yes, this is an issue of how do you view the Constitution and how do you view the worldview? And I think that's going to be at play, not just in South Carolina, but in this next election pretty significantly.
Let's get right back to the phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. Mike from North Carolina on line 5. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to know if America is being forced to choose between only two candidates. Why can't there be more than those two candidates during the time? And we are forced to vote between two people. Why can't somebody, say, a Democratic candidate run against Obama?
Well, there's nothing that – Jordan can answer this because he deals with this all the time, but there's nothing that prohibits. They do if – there have been situations. Remember, Ted Kennedy ran against Jimmy Carter when Carter was president. You could have third-party candidates. That there's systems on getting
Teddy
on
Roosevelt,
the ballots.
Yeah, I mean, Teddy Roosevelt, you look back at history, it does happen. I mean, it hasn't been effective yet. But, you know, remember, Republican and Democrat, you can go back and say, yeah, people have been using these terms, but the parties have shifted a lot since then. Nothing prohibits it. There are movements afoot right now for third parties. There always have been. The questions, but the American voter hasn't really ever boosted one of those third parties. Even someone like Teddy Roosevelt, who was a very popular president, was not able to break through. I think you look there's always a chunk that will go that way, but it just seems like the American people are much more comfortable with having the kind of two choices, two main parties that you know what their kind of platform is, but that doesn't bar anyone from running against an incumbent, and it doesn't stop anyone from starting their own political party, and they already exist. And they're on the ballot in many states, sometimes not all the states, but many.
Well, let me tell you this, folks. As we're getting ready to go into a break, let me encourage you to do something. I want to encourage you to visit us online at aclj.org. Follow Jordan on Twitter at twitter.com/JordanSekulow. Join the ACLJ Facebook page. You can also follow me on Twitter as well. All that information available at aclj.org. For those of you that get our ACLJ updates, our newsletters, emails, you just got one from me dealing with the situation that we're talking about right now, which is this constitutional crisis over the entire situation of these, what we are viewing as unconstitutional recess appointments. This is the last day for you to sign on to the petition to the president to urge him to reverse himself and to support the Constitution. Jordan's going to give you the number. Do it now, folks. Have your voice heard.
877-989-2255. Call that number now. That's 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. 989-2255. Defend your Constitution or go to aclj.org and sign the petition online.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
And I refuse to take no for an answer.
It's an unbelievable power grab. Ignoring Congress, President Obama has just made political appointments to key government posts, brushing aside the separation of powers and acting in a manner that can only be described as unconstitutional. Of course, the Constitution permits all presidents to make appointments when the Senate is in recess. But that's not the case here. There's been no recess, and yet President Obama has taken this unprecedented and disturbing action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now. Tell President Obama he must retract these unconstitutional appointments and urge him to abide by the framework of our nation, the U.S. Constitution. Add your name to our petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. What will probably be one of the nastier campaign weeks in the Republican primary? This is not the general election, but South Carolina has already gotten very nasty. You get a full another week, two more GOP debates to go through, Dad. And
we'll be
right
down there to enjoy the fireworks.
Yeah, and it's just some of the issues I think are – it's like, I did not think that someone being too much of a capitalist or being too successful in business would be an issue to run ads against Mitt Romney in South Carolina. And, Dad, interesting, just breaking, Newt Gingrich has now said that he's calling on that super PAC to correct inaccuracies or stop running ads. Of course, he doesn't control it, and they've already been running the ads, and that's because the fact checkers came out and from various news outlets and said basically everything he's saying about the business and Mitt Romney's business career is wrong. That's inaccurate in these ads, not telling people the truth.
You know, South Carolina takes on a tone different than any other of the primary states, and it is always the toughest. It was true since I've been following this, which has been decades. We're going to be down there. Jordan and I are participating in a Faith and Freedom prayer breakfast on Sunday and a rally on Monday that should be very interesting. We're going to try to call in the radio. Than Bennett and David French from our office here will be hosting the program, but we'll be calling in with reports. It's going to be dynamic, to say the least. But we want to take your phone calls and get through as many as we can. Again, last day for you to sign on to this petition demanding the Constitution be followed. Folks, we're going to hit 100,000 with internet and phones and everything else. Here's the number. Add on now, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. By the way, I want to encourage you, when you go to aclj.org, make that online donation. You're really helping us out. So many of you did in December. We met our goals, which we really appreciate. aclj.org. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, Jacob's calling in from California, online 5. Jacob, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jacob.
Yes, Jordan, the entertainment industry, the joke-telling entertainers such as Jimmy Fallon and Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, they just pilloried the Bachmans, Michelle Bachman and her husband, in particular saying her husband, you could tell by his behavior that he's a homosexual, so on and so forth. And what we hear now recently is Stephen Colbert has transferred his pack with a handshake on the air to Jon Stewart, and that means he's throwing his hat into the ring, the Republican primary in South Carolina.
Yeah.
What's the tone that's being set here, and should the other candidates demand that he apologize?
If you want to jump into politics, South Carolina, you write a check and you put your name on the ballot. I mean, Jacob, you could do it today. I think it's up to – it starts out at $25,000 if you file it before a certain date. At this point, I think it's at $35,000. So if you do that, anybody can be a candidate for president, a Republican on the ballot in South Carolina. I think the second part is, Jacob, and it's probably what they're exploiting. The funny side of it is that Stephen Colbert is polling higher than some of the candidates who are sticking it out, like John Huntsman. I don't know if that'll actually be the case, but it's an open primary, so you can go in there that day and say, I'm a Republican, and then take a Republican ballot. So it's not quite as open as other places, but it's still, you know, a lot of independents can vote in the primary in South Carolina. And I think on the other part, listen, I mean, if you jump over from humor world to real world, and that kind of those shows always kind of cross those lines into both. And but listen, I mean, I think it shows more than anything, Jacob, that there's Republicans in this race who probably shouldn't be in this race anymore. I mean, they're just not polling, they're not tracking, they've given it their try, and the voters aren't responding.
Let's take a look at that for a moment here. We've got Huntsman coming in, and I just asked Will this. It doesn't even look like his numbers. He's polling right now in the Real Clear Politics average at 4.3, which is less than what is necessary for the debate for CNN. I don't know about what's the requirement for Fox. We'll check that out. And in the American Research Group, the ARG report, he's at 1%. So, Jordan, does Huntsman go anywhere from here, or is that done?
I can't imagine so. You know, he, on his own accord, played himself off as a establishment moderate, and though his record is really doesn't reach that because he worked for the Obama administration as an ambassador to China, and I just think he went to New Hampshire where he thought he'd have the most appeal. That was his choice politically. He's been elected governor, he's been an ambassador, so he's been successful enough in politics, and it didn't work. You know, he spent a lot of time there, a lot of money there, and people didn't grab on. You know, they didn't really just connect. And so I can't imagine people in New Hampshire aren't connecting. People in South Carolina are not going to connect. Florida becomes a very difficult commitment.
Because it's such an expensive one. And what about this one? I mean, you've got Governor Perry, who is polling at 5%, 4.3 on the Real Clear Politics average poll. The highest one I see, I guess, would be the ARG poll, and that's at 9%, which would qualify him. But at that point, coming in a distant fourth, maybe even fifth, what does it look like for him?
I just think you had Rick Perry, who had money left. You had Rick Santorum, who's hoping, you know, but he is not tracking in South Carolina. It's very interesting to me. The voters there, I mean, I'm not down there, but voters there, for whatever reason, would be interesting to pick that up, Dad.
Well, we're down there, yeah.
They could surge at the end, like in Iowa, but certainly they're not doing it right now. I mean, the polls are all showing him dropping. Governor Romney's gone up. Newt Gingrich has gone up some. This is the first state he's kind of rebounded some, but he's not in the lead. And, again, Rick Perry's gone up a few points in some of the polls, Dad, but still below 10%. And it is interesting. I think some of this is the super PAC world, is that, you know, you could have one or two people write a check that can at least keep you advertising going and things like that. But after South Carolina, I mean, Newt Gingrich said it, Dad, and it'll be interesting to see if others follow suit. If it's not – if Mitt Romney wins – that's it. I mean, that's what Newt Gingrich said. Mitt Romney didn't say that. Newt did, and he's been, you know, the one who's leading the polls there, though he's not finished well in any of the states so far in Iowa or New
absolutely
Hampshire.
Absolutely not. Jordan, let's take Jim's call from Texas there.
Sure. Jim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim.
Thank you very much. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Yes, sir.
I've been hearing you talk about the fact that you feel like this election is going to be so close, and I wonder, why would it be so close when about 80% of Americans are of the Christian faith, and Obama has gone overseas and said this is no longer a Christian nation? Why?
I think, Jim, the same reason that President Obama did so well last time, and that is that there are Christians that vote Democratic, there are Christians that vote Republican, and we always say you should vote through a biblical lens or a worldview that's consistent with your positions. Not everybody does, and I do believe that this, and, you know, Jordan's a political guy, he's been involved in presidential campaigns. I think this election is going to be really, really, really close. Really,
yeah, I mean,
close.
Every poll shows the nation's divided on so many issues. I don't think it's just divided based on their faith. I think you have a whole group of there's a whole segment of Christians who really do buy into the attacks that have been on Mitt Romney, the business world. They think there should be more of a social net, more welfare programs, bigger federal government expansion, and they think that's the biblical thing for America to do. On the other side of the base, folks like us, more conservative, who believe in the free market, believe in the ability for yourself to make decisions to rise or fall and pay the consequences or reap the rewards without the government doing it in a way where you never really can get the rewards, so it's not worth trying, not worth taking the risk. It's a debate that's gone on, Dad. If you look back in candidates, there hasn't been a candidate yet who hasn't said they're a Christian of some sort.
Yeah.
And, you know, that I think tells you a lot about America right now. We have the political debate. Everybody's not a conservative who says they're a Christian.
That's absolutely the truth. All right, folks, here's what we've got. We've got 30 seconds for you to sign on. Last chance for you to do it. This is a petition going to the White House. You can't avoid the Constitution, Mr. President. No illegal recess appointments. 877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. On to South Carolina next. 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.